The Blast from Our Past Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Throwback Trivia Takedown. And here are your hosts, Adam and John Spies.
Welcome to Throwback Trivia Takedown, a no-holds-barred trivia match between two contenders fighting for nostalgic glory. I'm your host, Adam Spies.
I'm your co-host, John Spies.
And today we've got one returning loser and a first-time fighter. And that loser who I was talking about, of course, in one corner, is the infamous Chris Hollister.
Look, I lost one, but I won one. Thank you very much. I'm 1-1.
You did beat, Carmella in your redemption arc.
Yes, so. I did. Thank you very much. So I am a 50-50 person.
50-50, perfect.
But Adam and John, it's great to be back on. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. And then someone who has yet to join us, but we're so happy she is here. Asha Youssef is in the other corner. Say hi, Asha.
Hi, thanks for having me. I want to talk smack and say something about Chris being 1-2 by the end of this, but I'm just too nice for something like that.
That's true, but don't worry, Adam will do it for you, so you'll be okay.
It's not like she didn't already mention it, you know, she kind of split it in there.
So. That's right.
All right, even though one half of you already knows these, let's still go over the rules.
Entering the ring are two contestants who will engage in three rounds of head-to-head trivia. Here are the rules.
Round one consists of 10 questions in different pop culture categories focused on a decade that will be randomized. If someone answers their question wrong, their opponent has a chance to steal.
And the categories are
movies, music, television, video games, sports, news and politics, fashion, technology, slang, and food. Round two consists of the same 10 categories, but this time, your opponent gets to pick your category. In the final round, you may bid up to as many points as you have before answering a three-tiered question, which must have all parts correct in order to score the points.
Now it's time for a takedown.
So, now that we know the rules, it's almost time to play, but before we do that, I want to get to know the two of you just a little bit better. And to do that, I go back to my days playing video games when I was a kid. And to me, nothing was better than the NES. So I want you to tell me, what is your number one favorite Nintendo Entertainment System game for the original console?
Oh, wow. For me, and this is Chris, just in case you didn't know, between Asa and myself, but it's funny because I love the original Legend of Zelda. Zelda was like easily my jam. It was fantastic. But the game that I treasured the most on the original NES was Zelda 2, the Adventures of Link. And the reason for that being is I mowed yards for a whole summer to make the $40 to pay for that cartridge. It's one of the first times that I actually had to save up to get something that I can factually remember. And so because of that, that's my favorite NES game is Link to Adventures of Link because of that memory of having to save up for it.
Okay.
All right, really? No excitement on that? Jeez, thanks, everybody.
Well, the reason I didn't have any excitement is I never had one, so I only got to play at friends' houses and things like that. So the one game that I remember pseudo-fondly was Duck Hunt, because I liked the little dog that would just laugh at you when you were terrible at it, as I was.
Yes. One of the greatest villains in all of video gaming history, in my opinion. Well, John and I did do an episode way back of our top 10 NES games. I did not own any of the Zelda games, so Chris, I apologize. But
oh my goodness.
Duck Hunt was my number 7, so Asha gets to go first.
Woohoo!
All right.
Fine.
So let's start round one.
Round one!
And to start us off, Asha, you get to pick your category.
Let's go TV.
And your decade is the 90s.
Okay. This teen drama aired from 1994 to 1995 on ABC. It was set at the fictional... It's a fictional. I swear. I've read words before. It was set at the fictional Liberty High School in the fictional suburb near Pittsburgh called Three Rivers and followed the emotional woes of the main character, Angela Chase, played by Claire Danes.
My So-Called Life.
My So-Called Life is correct.
Well done.
Thank you.
All right. Chris, all right. You can pick yours.
Yep, I'm going to go with movies, please.
Okay.
And your decade is the 80s.
All right.
What 1985 film stars William Hurt and Raul Julia as a gay man and political prisoner, respectively, who share a cell together? Though it sounds like it, it wasn't a Marvel Studios production.
Oh, man. Whew. See, I totally could have gotten the TV question right.
Yeah, but you picked the wrong NES game, Chris, so that was your fault.
Oh, you hurt me. You wound me, sir. You wound me. May you lose lots of money in poker.
I always do.
Too late.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I do not know, so I'm going to say The Avenger.
The Avenger is incorrect. Asha, you get a chance to steal.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting here, and literally the only Raul Julia movie I can think of is The Addams Family. So since you said something about Marvel, I'm going to guess Iron Man.
Iron Man, actually, because they were behind bars. That actually could have been a good guess as well, but incorrect. The film, though not particularly one of nostalgia, it's still just quite a good film. It's called Kiss of the Spider-Woman.
Oh my goodness. Yes. Okay. All right. No, I know that movie. It was not going to come to me.
Fair enough. All right. Asha, you're going to pick your category.
Let's go food, please.
Okay.
And your decade is the 80s.
All right. Name this brand created in 1981, designed to provide low-fat alternatives to Stouffer's frozen entree. Sorry, I love Stouffer's lasagna. That's like my number one lasagna. Someone will make me homemade lasagna, and I'm like, no, I want Stouffer's. My bad. I'll start that to provide low-fat alternative to Stouffer's frozen entrees.
Lean Cuisine.
Lean Cuisine is correct.
Excellent.
Nice job. Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right, Chris.
All right. I'm going to go with sports, please. Give me some sports ball.
Oh.
And your decade is the 70s.
Ooh, okay. 70s.
This professional ice hockey team was based in Atlanta, Georgia from 1972 to 1980. The franchise struggled to draw fans, and after averaging only 10,000 fans per game in 1980, it was sold and relocated to Alberta, Canada.
Because I know there's the Thrashers, but that was not that. I think they were later on that they came back. I'm going to say, is it the Flames?
The Calgary Flames, which were originally in Atlanta. The Atlanta Flames is correct.
Yeah.
Well done.
I don't know where that came from. That came in from the nether regions for sure.
Well done. Atlanta is the only city to have lost two hockey teams.
Wow.
So sad. And I love hockey, and now there's none of it here, and it's never coming back.
Yeah, but so. You're a Flyers fan, so it's
I am. I got two Flyers jerseys right behind me.
See that.
But all right. Asha, you get to pick your category.
Let's try music.
Okay. Music!
And your decade is the 90s.
All right. We are entering Adam's Lounge. And
oh yeah.
Let me get my voice ready. Adam's Lounge is where I lounge up some lyrics from the 90s, and I want you to tell me the artist of this 1991 number 4 hit. Every whisper of every waking hour. Hey, I'm choosing my confessions, trying to keep an eye on you like a hurt, lost, and blinded fool, fool. Oh no, I've said too much, I've set it up, hey!
I just need to come up with the artist.
Just the artist.
Is it Duran Duran?
Duran Duran is incorrect. Chris, you get a chance to steal.
Yeah, I believe that is Losing My Religion by R.E.M.
Oh. R.E.M. is correct. Coming in hot with the steal, now you get to pick your own category, Mr. Christopher Hollister.
That guy. Let's see. Let's go with news and politics, please.
All right.
And your decade is the 90s.
All right.
Okay. On August 11th, 1992, this shopping mecca opened to the public. It has a gross area of 4.8 million square feet, enough to fit seven Yankee stadiums inside, and boasts 42 million annual visitors.
And I think it even has like an amusement park in there. Isn't that the Mall of America?
It is the Mall of America, yes, and there is a Ferris wheel inside.
Because that's exactly what you want to when you go to the mall, is you want a Ferris wheel.
Yeah, naturally. And I think they have like four Starbucks or something now. Like it's ridiculous.
Only wow. Four? I'm shocked.
Right.
Yeah, that's three more than my little town in Georgia has. We have one, and it's the world's slowest Starbucks. It's they need help.
They don't have to be fast. They're the only one.
Yeah, true. That's the problem. It's a monopoly here. It's a shame. All right, Asha, you get to pick your next category.
Let's try slang, please.
Okay.
And your decade is the 90s.
All right. Flying hot on the 90s. Okay. This rhyming phrase from the 90s refers to any movie that stereotypically appeals only to women, such as The English Patient.
Chick flick.
Chick flick is correct.
Nice. Very nice. All right. Let's see. Man, I'm not really strong with any of the last three. We're going to try technology, please. On 90s.
And your decade is the 90s.
Yes! Wow. All right, I might know it.
Okay. Releasing on July 27th, 1993, this operating system was the first fully 32-bit preemptive multitasking operating system developed by Microsoft. This product was targeted at the time toward high-end workstations and servers.
Windows?
I need you to be more specific.
You said 93 was the date. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, I think that was... I'm going to say Windows Vista.
Windows Vista is incorrect.
Ah!
Asha, you get a chance to steal.
I don't know. Let's go Windows 94.
Windows 94 is incorrect. Yeah, no, this one was specific. Yeah, two servers and other things like that. I think, John, actually, we had this version or a version of this because our mom, I don't know why, but probably I think our work gave it to her. But anyway... this came out before the famous Windows 95 that really kind of blew up the Windows operating software. This was called Windows NT.
Oh, Windows man. NT. Okay. I thought that was later. I thought it was like 95, then it was Vista, then NT, then Millennial or something like that.
They had Windows 2000. I think it was Vista, then 2000, and then 7, and then 10 or whatever. But yep. All right. No one gets the tech, but maybe, Asha, you can take video games or fashion. Which would you prefer?
Let's try fashion.
Okay.
God.
And your decade is the 80s.
Okay. In 1986, this German athletic shoe and sportswear company went public. It also introduced the RS computer shoe, with RS standing for running system, an integrated device that measured runners' speed, pace, and caloric use. It sold poorly.
Adidas?
Adidas is incorrect.
Oh.
though they are a German athletic company, Chris, you get a chance to steal.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what the other one was, because the two are close together, and some reason I keep thinking I want to say Reebok, but I don't think that's it, because I think they're a British company. So I'm going to say Puma.
The brother of the man who started Adidas went over and started Puma, and Puma is correct.
Those were the two I was debating against.
Yep. Well done, Chris. Another steal. And now you get to end this round with video games. And what is our decade?
His decade is the 90s.
Oh, wow.
Well, knowing what you said for NES, I'm assuming you get this one right. If you don't, I will be upset.
Oh, no.
This musical Zelda game, released in 1998 for N64, is the second best-selling game in the Zelda franchise and is the fourth best-selling game for the N64 console.
Oh, see, after the second one, I didn't play any.
Okay.
Yeah, no, hot honestly, twist. I'm not, well, it's just, I'm not very, I mean, here's the thing. Chris is not good at video games. This whole hand-eye coordination thing doesn't work for me. It just does not. That's why I play board games. If this was a board game category, I'd probably still get it wrong. Oh, man. It is... I'm going to say Breath of the Wild.
Breath of the Wild is incorrect. That is the most recent for Switch. Gorgeous game. But Asha, you get a chance to steal.
So the thing about Asha, she's terrible at video games. The hand I quit. No, I'm kidding. but I am terrible at video games, and I don't play them. And I didn't have an N64 either. The only Zelda game I can think of is Ocarina of Time. So I'm going to go with that.
Well, an ocarina is a small musical instrument. Yep. That's why I said this musical Zelda game. Yes, yep. Ocarina of Time is correct.
Woo!
Nice steal.
Thanks.
Well done. All right, that is the...
Thank you, Carmella. That's the only reason I know.
All right, that is the end of round one. John, what is our score update?
Well, Asha tied it up with that last question. It is 40 to 40.
All right.
Man. We have us a game. All right, to start round two.
Round two!
Chris, you can start us off by picking a category for Asha.
Okay. Let's see, hearing what she had to say, let's go with video games.
I knew I shouldn't have said that.
And her decade is the 70s.
Oh boy.
In this 1976 arcade game, the player looks through a large periscope to aim at ships moving across the virtual waterline at the top of the screen, and uses a thumb button to fire torpedoes.
I have no idea. Let's call it Battleship.
Battleship is incorrect.
I'm shocked.
That's your shocked voice?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Chris, you get a chance to steal.
Yeah, there's not going to be any stealing here, so I'm just going to say Periscope Down with the fantastic Kelsey Grammer movie.
Yeah,
of the same name.
Are you sure fantastic is the correct word?
Oh, dude, that movie is underappreciated. It has laughs throughout the whole movie.
Okay.
Whole movie. I promise, laugh.
Are you laughing with the movie or at the movie or...
Hey, it doesn't matter. It's all the above, mister. It's all right. The above.
Yes, it doesn't matter. The correct answer here is Seawolf is the name of the game.
All right. I think I've seen that. I'm not 100% confident, but I think I've seen that. All right.
Now, Asha, you get to pick a category for Mr. Hollister.
Let's go tech.
Tech.
And his decade is the 70s.
All right. Developed in the 70s, MRI is a visual medical technique used in radiology to form pictures of the anatomy and the physiological processes of the body. What does MRI stand for?
Okay, I think it's magnetic, and then the I is imaging, so what is the R? You know, it's funny when you were asking the question, I was like, he's going to ask me what the acronym's for. And I may say the word wrong, so forgive me. I know that's a shocker to those who have listened to Trivial Warfare. I think it's magnetic resonating imagery. Magnetic resonating imagery.
We're a little bit lenient here. I'm not as harsh as Jonathan is on Trivial Warfare, so I'm going to give it to you. He's a bit of a pit bull. It's magnetic resonance imaging. But okay.
That's what I meant. That's what I said.
You were like 90% there in the middle on that R word. So you get
yay!
It. All right. Okay. Now you get a pick for Asha.
Let's do news and politics for. I had to do that the last time.
And your decade is the 70s.
Okay.
Oh boy. A tale of two rounds.
70s, 90s, 90s, 70s. Okay. This controversial religious leader and political activist has been accused of being involved in the plot to assassinate Malcolm X. He has been referred to as Black Hitler, and in 1975, he was declared the new leader of the Nation of Islam, a title he still holds today.
Louis Farrakhan?
Louis Farrakhan is correct.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Great job on a pretty tough question.
Yeah, I think I might have gotten there, but it was going to take a while, so I'm glad you had to answer that.
All right.
I'm glad I knew it. Yeah. To be honest, I'm glad I guessed correctly.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Ashley, you get a pick for Chris.
All right, let's go fashion.
Thanks.
And your decade is...
I have just...
Yeah. Oh, you have... Yeah, I mean... Fashionable, used t-shirt and fashionable hairstyle, Chris. You're looking good.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. I got the Flowbee. Even though we heard that George Clooney uses a Flowbee this past week, which is fantastic.
Did we really?
Oh. Yes, he admitted it on CBS Morning on the CBS Morning show that, yes, he still uses a Flowbee to this day.
Oh, man. Whenever I think of him and hair, I always go, I don't want fop. I'm a Dapper Dan man. I love Oh Brother Where Art Thou.
Oh, that's a phenomenal movie. So okay. Good.
All right. His decade is the 90s.
Okay. This named underwear hit peak popularity in the 90s, and it was best known for its heavy use of smiley faces as its main form of branding.
Is it Joe Boxer?
It is Joe Boxer.
Yeah! I'll take it.
Good job. All right. We're moving along. Never owned a pair.
No, yeah. Never owned a pair. No. Oh, yeah. Smiley I think we faces owned a pair. On my privates, not a fan.
Not a fan. All right. I was going to say, I think we owned a pair, but we got it used from Goodwill. Right, John?
Oh.
and then it was a hand-me-down from John to me, so.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's the only way we could afford name brands.
And he still has it.
There you can go. Only kidding. All right, Chris, you get a pick for Asha.
See, we're starting to get into it a bit. I'm going to give her sports.
And her decade is the 80s.
Okay. The hand of God was a phrase used by this Argentine footballer to describe a goal that he scored during the Argentina versus England quarterfinals match of the 1986 FIFA World Cup.
Okay, I think the question you meant to ask was who won the national championship in 1986? Oh, and the answer was the University of Louisville.
Oh, that's what I came up. My bad.
Pele?
Pele is incorrect. Chris, you get a chance to steal.
Yeah, I'm not very good with the European football. Bobby Boucher, I'm not good with the foosball.
Well, good thing that this is Argentinian football, not European
no kidding.
Football.
So I know, right? Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're right. That's so right. I know all this. is it? I might pronounce his name wrong. Is it Marcedona? You don't have to give it to me if I said it.
I cannot give you Marcedona. Yeah. It's you're close,
like,
but
it's
can't.
Like Diego Marcedona or something like that.
I'm not going to give it to you. But
no, you shouldn't. But yeah. If I'm even close, I'm going to still give myself a cool point. So
you get yourself a cool point. His name is Diego Maradona.
Maradona. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
And he just recently passed away. I believe only at the young age of 60
years old. Yeah. Oh, is it 60?
Yeah, very unfortunate. But an all-time great where he was heading the ball into the goal, but he used his hand and the ref didn't see it. And he called it, oh, it was the hand of God. So, yeah. All right. Where were we? I believe
Chris is picking for Asha.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you, Tom.
No, I picked for her.
She picked sports.
Sports for it. Yeah. So it's Asha's turn to pick.
Every time.
We have not had an episode where one of us did not lose
You're
track.
You're all
where
good,
we
guys.
Yeah. It's hard to keep track.
We did this to ourselves.
Yeah.
But it's a cool format. I like it. Let's go slang.
Crap.
And your decade is the 80s.
Right. Though unrelated to literature, this 80s slang meant you needed to get somewhere immediately.
Can you repeat the question, please?
Of course. Though unrelated to literature, this 80s slang meant you needed to get somewhere immediately.
I need to book it.
Yeah, exactly. You need to book it.
I did not realize that got generated in the 80s. That's interesting. Okay. Man, this is heavy. Is that right, Marty McFly?
Is there something wrong with the gravity at your time? I can't tell, Chris. Something wrong? Yeah. Does Jacksonville have some kind of gravitational pull where you're at?
No, it's because it's 2020, dang it.
Yeah, everything's a little extra
naughty!
Heavy, including myself. Okay. All right. Now, Chris, you got to pick for Asha.
Yeah, I was just checking off slang.
We've got movies, music, TV, and food.
Let's give her food, please.
Okay.
And your decade is the 70s.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
While you probably didn't eat this food, this pet brand started in 1974, and its catchy but annoying jingle filled commercials soon after.
Meow Mix?
I want chicken, I want liver, Meow Mix, please deliver. Yes, or meow, 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 meow. Oh, so annoying. Yes, Meow Mix.
I didn't know there were actual words to that. I just thought Meow, meow.
I don't know if they were actual. That's what Dr. Evil does.
Right. Meow mix, please deliver.
Correct.
Well done.
Thank you.
All right. And Asha, you get a pick for Chris left movies, music, and TV.
Let's go movies.
Okay.
And your decade is the 70s.
Tom Laughlin wrote, directed, and starred as this titular character known for his martial arts skills, being a crack shot, and protecting the Native American land in his area.
Tom Laughlin. I'm not sure. Let's see. Native American land. Tom Laughlin. I am not familiar with that name at all. Trying to think if there's if it's been remade or something like that. And I can't think of anything. I keep thinking like all the Stallone movies. So Cobra's coming to my head. Rambo's coming to my head. So it's not, and I know it's not First Blood because obviously that doesn't have Rambo's name and that didn't come until later. Oh my goodness. It's not Walking Tall.
That's a rock movie anyway.
Well,
I know. Nothing
okay,
really.
I was gonna say, wait a second. you know, Adam, I hate to say it, I'm tapping out. I don't know.
All right, Asha, you get a chance to steal.
Can you repeat the question for me, please?
Of course. Tom Laughlin wrote, directed, and starred as this titular character known for his martial arts skills, being a crack shot, and protecting the Native American land in his area.
I have no idea. But I'm just going to take a guess and say Crazy Horse.
Crazy Horse, not a terrible guess, is incorrect.
Hey, Adam.
Hey, John.
You know what I'm going to do? Just for fun. I'm going to take this right foot here, and I'm going to womp you on that side of your face.
Yes. I don't think Chris and Asha got any hints from that scene, but that is a classic scene. John, tell everybody what I'm talking about.
It's sort of the classic cult indie film, Billy Jack.
Oh, okay. Oh. I've never seen it. Never seen it, but I've heard of it.
Yep.
Like, the only reason I've ever heard of it is because of an episode of Gilmore Girls.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yes.
Otherwise, I wouldn't even know that much.
Yes. Isn't that the reason we only ever hear about anything is because of Gilmore Girls?
If you'd like to learn more, you can go over to the Blast From Our Past podcast and listen to the episode we did on Billy Jack with our father.
Yeah, which was, he is the reason that we're fans of it and we know it as well as we do. So.
And if you ever want to do an episode on Gilmore Girls, Asha and I are available.
There you go.
Yeah.
I don't think that's far enough in the past yet.
Yeah, true. all right. Now we are moving to Asha gets to pick for Chris. Is that what I said? I screwed that up again. Chris gets to pick for Asha. I said it that way, Chris. You have hearing dyslexia. We all know it. Chris gets to pick for Asha.
Yeah. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. He's right. Yeah. So I apologize, Adam. You're right. let's see. Let's give her some music, please.
And your decade is the 70s.
Oh, boy.
Okay. In 1970, Farouk Bulsara changed his name to this and subsequently became rock and roll royalty.
Hmm. I know it's not Prince. Rock and roll royalty. I don't know. I can't even think of anybody to guess. I don't have an answer.
Okay. Chris, you get a steal.
Well, I'm going to say Prince.
Prince is incorrect.
All right.
No, Farouk Bulsara, he became royalty when he led the amazing band Queen. I am talking Freddie Mercury.
Holy cow.
I knew that, but I could not come up with Freddie Mercury's name for anything in the world.
I'll be honest. I really thought his name was Freddie Mercury. I did not realize he changed it. That's fascinating. Huh. Okay. You learned something new.
All right. And now Chris gets to end with one of his favorite categories, and that's televisiones.
That's correct. Let's do it.
And his decade is the 80s.
All right.
Okay.
Come on, Knight Rider. Come on, Knight Rider.
Michael Knight was the lead. No, I'm just kidding. No. All right. The Golden Girls is an amazing show started in 1985. The actresses included Bea Arthur, who played Dorothy, Betty White, who played Rose, Estelle Getty, who played Sophia, and this actress, who played Blanche.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Don't tell this to me. Okay, Bea Arthur, Estelle Getty, Betty White, and Rue McClanahan. Boom!
Rue McClanahan is correct. The other Woo-hoo! One. I was like,
it was going to come to me. It was just like, how long was it going to take for that to cycle through my head?
Yep. Good job, Rue McClanahan.
Yes. I thought you were going to say, who was the person that married Dorothy? I was like, Leslie Nielsen!
That would be a good one.
That would be a good one. See, you could save that for later, Adam.
I was done. You're giving me trivia questions. I appreciate it.
I'm here for you, sir.
All right. That is the end of round two. John, could you please give us a score update?
At the end of round two, Chris has 80 and Asha has 60.
Okay. All right. Anything can happen in our final round.
Final round!
And for this final round, it is a Jeopardy-style wager all you want, wager none that you want. You can't wager less or more than what you have. And it's a three-part question, and you have to get all three correct. And our category for you to base your wagering on is more televisiones.
Nice. All right, my wager's locked in.
Okay. Mine too.
Okay.
Mine too.
All right. Hey, John.
Wait a second. John has points?
Yeah, he got the Billy Jack question, right?
He's right. Yeah. He did. True. All right. I find myself still watching shows constantly from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. I want you to tell me what show had the highest Nielsen-rated primetime season the most per decade. So, throughout all of the 70s, what show had the most primetime, highest-rated season and then the 80s, et cetera, et cetera. I do have some hints for you. In the 70s, it was a sitcom that 5 years, it was the highest rated season on the Nielsen ratings. In the 80s, it was all a different sitcom that for 5 years, it also it was the highest for prime time ratings. And then in the 90s, you can give me either of these where there was one, a news drama, and then also a medical drama. Both of them had 3 years each at the highest of the primetime ratings. I only need one of those for the final, for that 90s. While our contestants are thinking about their answers, I am here to just tell you, listen to all of the episodes on the BFOP Network, specifically Blast From Our Past. John and I, if you like our voices, you're listening to us now, you might as well check out. We've been doing that one for like over 3 years. There's like 150 episodes or around that. Go check it out. It's nonstop fun. I guarantee it. Besides that, check out Talking Back, Podcasting After Dark, Cartwright of Seinfeld podcast. They're all amazing, amazing podcasts that I can promise you will love. There is not a money-back guarantee on that promise.
I'm locked in with my answers.
I am too.
All right. Asha, as you were just a little bit behind, what were your answers for the number one decade or number one primetime series for each of our decades?
All right. For the 70s, I went with MASH. For the 80s, I went with Cheers. And for the 90s, I went with ER.
Okay. And Chris?
All right. For the 70s, I went All in the Family. For the 80s, The Cosby Show. In the 90s, I also chose the medical one. I said ER as well. As for S and Giggles, I think the news drama was 60 Minutes, but I wasn't 100% sure on that.
All right. For our correct answers, in the 70s, with 5 years as the number one rated show, All in the Family. In the 80s, a sitcom that also had 5 years as the number one rated show, The Cosby Show. And in the 90s, the news program that had 3 years was 60 Minutes, but the medical drama that also had 3 years was ER. Chris got everything. He nailed it.
Wow. All right.
Knocked it out of the park. And with doing so, all drama has been sucked out of this game. but Asha, please tell us your score.
I wagered 40.
Our wager is 40. And for Chris?
I wagered 41.
Okay. All right, John, could you math us out?
All right, with a final score of 121-20. Chris is the winner.
Way to go, Chris.
Yeah, good job, Chris.
You are now denied.
You have a winning record now on TTT.
That's good what job. I get for talking smack in the beginning.
Yeah. No, actually, that was for Adam for calling me a loser. That's right.
I forgot about the Carmella game. I'm sorry.
But no, that was, but honestly, ratings and then TV shows during that period is my sweet spot. So that was a slow pitch softball for me. So.
Yeah, The Cosby Show written down, but you gave me too much time to think. Because, yeah. I mean, that's what I was doing every day, every Thursday night when in the 80s was watching that.
It was huge.
Oh, yes. Massive.
Okay. All right. Well, that is the end of our game. Asha, could you please, remind us, tell us, is there anything else you want to just kind of throw out there, say, do, or just, whatever you want?
No, not really. I just want to say I teach fourth grade, and I always tell my kids that they should learn something new every week and do something nice for somebody. So that should be your goal too. Learn something new, do something nice.
Absolutely. Chris, try to top that.
I'm not going to, except for that. If you like the sound of my voice, I had the pleasure of being on the Blast From Your Past podcast doing the Transformers, the movie, which if you listened to it, you could tell what a big Transformers, the movie geek I was.
Yes.
So I highly recommend listening to that because I think the three of us had a lot of fun on that show for sure. Yeah. We laughed a lot. Sure. And then of course, I'm on a little show called Trivial Warfare, where we take the pub quiz out of the pub and bring it home to you. Love to listen to it. And then also wear a mask. It's easy. It's colder outside now, so it's going to help keep your face warm. Just wear a mask.
That makes a ton of sense. I've actually been enjoying it. Yeah, I had to work a parade late and I had the mask on. I was like, this is kind of nice. I don't even have to, like, you know, wear a hat or anything. I'm just breathing in my own hot air, and it works.
Are you saying you're full of hot air?
I'm chock full of hot air. That's for sure. All right. Thank you so much, Asha and Chris. I really appreciate you being on. For John, I'm Adam, and this was another episode of Throwback Trivia Takedown.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Throwback Trivia Takedown. If you want to support the podcast, or if you'd like to be a contestant, go to patreon.com/throwbacktriviatakedown and pick a tier that's right for you. If you want to submit questions, you can email them to throwbacktriviatakedown@gmail.com. Please rate and review us on the podcast platform you're listening to. And we'll see you next time when two new contestants go head-to-head in nostalgic knowledge on Throwback Trivia Takedown.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Talking Back, the podcast where we like to chat about past achievements in movies, comics, video games, and more. I'm your host, Tim, and with me today in studio is co-host Dean.
Oh, hey, Tim. Dean. Huh? This isn't a full episode. This is actually just an ad. All we have to do is tell everyone that our podcasts come out on Mondays and they can find us on their favorite podcatcher. If they're into movies, comics, or video games, they should definitely check us out.
Oh, well then, thanks everybody for listening and we'll catch you next time.
Talking Back.